This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. Edward Everett Hale. That quote might describe many volunteers across the nation who seek something specific, large or small, that they can do to benefit their community. Today we'll meet a volunteer who is doing it with flowers in the community of Norton. It's today's Kansas Profile. Rose Garrison grew up in Beaver City, Nebraska. After graduation, she moved to Norton, Kansas to work for Southwestern Bell Telephone and to marry her future husband, Dwayne Garrison, who managed the Harding Glass Company store in Norton. After their marriage, Rose also went to work for Harding Glass as office manager for the Norton store. They had three daughters and one son. The Garrisons were very committed to the community. Rose volunteered for chamber, church, school, and various other projects. One day her boss, who was also her husband, noted she was tying up the business phone line with community service-related calls. Rose then called the telephone company she had worked for and asked if they would install another line to the office. "That began my volunteer life for Norton and pleased my husband/boss," Rose said. One spring, Rose helped several other lady volunteers beautify the community by planting flowers in the downtown business district. This began 40 years of planting flowers, installing window displays, creating new parks, and beautifying parking lots, the swimming pool area, medians, and the town. It was appreciated by many people in the community. "I loved the work," Rose said. It was giving back to the community that had been good to their family. Years later, the Norton Chamber director, Darla Beasley, contacted Rose and asked for help in locating space for a bronze statue and bench that were being given by an anonymous donor. Rose was told that the statue and bench were being donated by a family in recognition for a loved one who had supported Norton. Darla and Rose looked around the community but weren't sure where the statue should be situated. They asked Warren Bullock, a longtime contributor to Norton, where he thought it should be placed. He suggested the Norton Library courtyard. Everyone agreed. The process of designing and installing the statue and bench followed. A date was set for the statue's dedication, and the public was invited. All of Rose and Dwayne's children came home that weekend from long distances, so Rose figured she would stay home from the dedication and visit with them. "Oh no," the children said, "we want to find out who the statue is for. You should go, we will go with you," they said. The presentation began and speeches were made. Then came the surprise announcement of the person being honored. "Rose, please come forward." Her tears flowed with deep appreciation for her community and especially for her family who had made the donation. They dedicated the bronze statue of a little girl watering her flowers near a bench on which to rest. "My heart was full," Rose said. "I only wish that my husband who had passed could have been there," she said. In 2022, Rose was given the Norton Chamber Citizen of the Year Award. The tears flowed again. Rose stated, "This award is for all of you and for all that you contribute to our town. What I do is not for credit, but in thanks for a community that has given us so much. It's the least I can do," she said. Rose continues to work with other volunteers to help keep Norton a pleasant place to live. "It is home. The people who live here are our friends," Rose said. "Volunteering gives you a satisfaction that you are doing something for others and for the place you live," she said. Volunteers like Rose are especially important for rural communities such as Norton, population 2,841 people. Now that's rural. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. Rose Garrison has found a way to make a difference in her community by planting flowers. For her, voluntary service has blossomed. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.